Well, hello there, boys and girls, and whatever it is you consider yourself, aside from that. Infinity here, and it is June 22nd, 2022. I'm coming to you from my bathtub. When was the last time you took a bath? If it was more than a day ago, it was too long ago. A lot is and has been going on. It's been a really intense time, and we're going into a different type of intense time. And so we're kind of in the in-between right now, and we have a really important galactic portal coming up here in like a day and a half. It's nearly the 23rd, or is the 23rd in some cases, wherever you happen to be in the world. And that happens on the 24th, but we're already feeling those energies and have been. You know, when we talk about dates and what's going on the earth plane or the galactic plane, the universal plane, however you want to put it. And the energies that come with those events, it's never just on that day and then it's done, or on those couple days or a few days span and then that's it. It's always a few days before, a few days after, or more than that, depending on what it is and who you are and what's going on with you personally. So, anyway. Most likely, on whatever level of existence and awareness and spirituality and evolution and ascension and healing and all that good stuff that you're at, you've been feeling it. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since we got out of Mercury retrograde. However, really quickly after that, we had the full moon. And it's been like a lot of directional changes, up, down, left, right, hot, cold kind of stuff happening. Mercury retrograde and this Mercury retrograde really was for me personally and for my clients. And in general, if we're really paying attention, this Mercury retrograde was super fucking intense. A lot coming up to the surface, a lot of acknowledgement of truth and lies and what's comfortable for us, what isn't comfortable for us, what we resonate with, what we don't, what we need to get closer to, what we need to get away from, what we need to resolve, what we need to let go of, what we need to get into, what we need to make room for, what we need to cut out, all that kind of stuff. Me personally, I was basically shut down in from production mode, shut down from attending any meetings that were outside of my own client meetings. So, I really had to take a step back and really on a lot of levels go into cocoon mode. I only left the house if I was really guided to or if I really needed to. I didn't go to the stores that I would normally go to and kind of hang out and chit chat it up with my local store owners in my tiny little town here. I really haven't been to those stores in months. I've gone to the garden center and like the hardware store, and I'm friendly with those people, but it's not like I like sit there and hang out. We talk about life and stuff like I do with a couple of the other stores that are in the neighborhood. And I didn't know I was gonna do that. It just kind of happened, like a lot of things do. We just kind of get into an energy and we either feel compelled or guided to do stuff, feel the instinct to do or not to do, and that's what we do unless we're being forced to or force ourselves to go outside of those parameters. And hopefully you live the kind of life where you don't have to do that too much. Meaning where you go to work, where you're living, who you're living with, who you're associated with, who's in your life, what do you spend your time on? You know, hopefully most of that is where and who and what you're really into and really feels good to you. And if that's not the case, then it's time to assess those things. And that's the kind of energy that was coming up, you know, like it's time to put some bows on some things or really have things come up to the surface. What's uncomfortable in your environment that needs to be fixed and changed and altered to be comfortable in your environment? For me, it was a lot of stuff in my physical environment that I was guided to. So I was guided away from like website work and writing articles and doing anything online, basically doing anything where I'm doing an output of energy on those levels of higher frequency communication, channeling, meeting up with people, being associated, you know, like being marinated in anybody's, you know, energetic juices. I really needed to stay away and not, you know, feel as much energy of other people as possible. Now, luckily for me, I live in this tiny little mountain town and there's not a lot of people in the environment. Although the little community that I'm in, we're kind of tightly situated together. I don't share any walls with people, but there are people just, you know, 15, 20 feet away from me sort of thing. But the concentration of people in the overall area is very, very low. I'm about 6,000 feet above general population of Southern California, which is highly super dense and where I lived most of my life. So I was guided up here almost 5 years ago, and that's been extremely helpful to me in my journey. If you can do that, if you're really serious about your spiritual journey and ascension and, you know, what you're meant to do in the world. And if it's supposed to be really high level, you really need to take yourself into an environment that's going to afford you the best clear channel to the divine, to your guides and guardians, and either close to the beach where there's not a lot of people, or where you can, you know, be at that beach without a lot of people around you as much as possible, or any place in nature that you have the expanse of space is the best place to go. Or of course, living in the mountains and stuff like that, like living in very, sorry about that noise. Those are my crystals falling off of me. Any place where you're mostly in nature and have a lot less people is going to be the best decision for you when it comes to where you're living, because you have the least amount of static and friction and tension in your immediate environment. Even though, I mean, you're still going to feel, like for me, even up here, like I always feel what's going on in the collective, regardless of where I'm at. But at least it's more like, oh, this is the overall feeling of the collective. It's not just like that message in a bunch of muck, you know? And just feeling overwhelmed and exhausted because of the energy that's just everywhere, sharing walls with people. That's the more densely populated area and the more walls you share, the more, you know, close proximity you are to people, the harder it's going to be to just feel you and be able to clearly understand what is going on with you and around you. So, I mean, just imagine everybody has a radio and speaker on and they're trying to listen to their own songs or TV or movie, whatever, and they're standing 2 feet away from each other and the volume's at 80. It's just everything's going to blend together and be really hard to decipher what's yours and what's other people's. And all that frequency and vibration is very irritating. And we tend to hermit and isolate and try to get away from people as much as possible, typically. I mean, I've always liked being around a lot of people and, you know, hustle and bustle kind of thing. I just, you know, energetically, it's, I can pick up positive vibes in any way, which is really cool. But because of the blend of also just the concentration of energy, if it's that kind of thing, is like going through life with like a 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 pound pack on your back all the time. It takes extra energy just to be in the environment. Dang it. Sorry. This tiger's eye does not want to stay. Okay, so back to Mercury retrograde. So I'm aware Mercury retrograde ended on June 3rd. We're already at the 23rd, nearly. Today's the 22nd as I sit here in my bathtub. However, there's still that shadow period that we're just getting out of truly. It's been a lingering one. I didn't expect it to last as long as it did. It's been a slow return to going it into that forward motion. And I know why, and it's really making sense now. It's because this intermittent period between after full moon that was also very intense in its own right, super full moon, and very intense in its own right, meant to ground us into our current timelines and get us like from thinking from the past and what we have done and kind of setting our foundation and getting into our environment. And, you know, if you did a lot of cleaning, a lot of rearranging, a lot of throwing shit out, a lot of organization, a lot of, you know, just purging in general, cleaning, deep cleaning, getting into spaces you probably didn't, planning and that sort of thing. Or even if it wasn't like really practical, it was mental. Even if you didn't do a lot of the actual physical work, but you thought about it and you did just some of it because the energy was low, that still counts. That's part of that. So then we have this transitional period with a super full moon that is basically like this reset sort of thing going on. Kind of this, yeah, like a restart, like when you restart your computer, let's reboot it with like brand new, energy coming in. Like with the full moon, that full power, full intensity, and the being a super moon. And we have a lot of moon action going on in these next few months. I think we have two more super moons or one more. Wait, yeah, two more super moons. And then we have a Pisces full moon in September with that Stargate. It's just a lot happening going into these next couple months. But in this transition, we just had the summer solstice. So happy belated summer solstice. That was yesterday, the 22nd of June. The 21st of June was the 21st of June. Today's the 22nd. 21st of June was our summer solstice. And that was like it's like we started the car or the spaceship with the full moon and we put it in drive with the summer solstice and we start to get going. And the energies right now are really starting to open up in a very different way. It's like these last couple months has been very like inward, grounded, earth-based, environmental, reconnaissance, you know, kind of taking measure of what is going on different levels and probably going through some transitional period, some healing period leading up to this point right here. So if you were really working on yourself, doing healing, doing energy work, going on retreats, doing plant-based medicine and, you know, stuff like that. That's exactly what the energies were set up for you to do. And it was perfect. It was a perfect energetic environment for that. So you could easily settle in and get into that like healing, cocooning type of space for yourself. So now that we've done that, it's time to go, okay, and get back like when you wake up from the anesthesia, kind of, okay, where am I and what's going on? And let me get my bearings straight and, you know, the energy back. And I'm feeling a little different than I did when I, you know, started this, or I went to, or I laid down, or however you want to put it. And it's gonna be one of those slow kind of get your bearings about you kind of transitions. It's not going to be that quick snap to it. I'm awake. Woo, let's go. Like, there's definitely been those in the past where it's like you can just feel this major shift energetically going from don't do anything, just be, just cocoon, just heal, just marinate and meditate and self-care and yada, 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 and then snap the fingers, boom, okay, now go time. And it's just like all at once. This isn't that. And that is because we're having this portal coming through, and it's opening up now. It's really officially starting on the 24th. At the same time, we have a grand alignment going on. Seven planets, our inner and outer planets of our solar system, are in alignment. And you'll be able to see them, the naked eye, with five of them with the naked eye, seven of them with a telescope or binoculars, starting on around dawn on the 24th. But it's been going on for quite some time already. And if you're one of my clients, I would have sent you a video on that to get you a couple weeks ago to get you started in thinking about that. And that is really like, just imagine, like it's your graduation and all the aunts and uncles come to your graduation. That's what that is. Gaia's our mother. We're moving with mother into the light, into this highly intense, let's like really turn up the energy on our evolution, not only for us, but what we're aware of the babies coming in at this time. And there's a video by Conscious Evolution, Consciousness Evolution. Now I'm spacing on her name. Are you serious? Her name is Dee. But, and again, if you're my client, I would have sent you the video on this, but I'll put the link in the description. It's bugging me that I can't remember her name. Consciousness Evolution Journey. That's what it is. Consciousness Evolution Journey. Of course, I love the name of her channel. Her name is Dee. She's a super popular reader on YouTube. I think she has like almost 670,000 or more subscribers. And that's just one of her channels. She has a pick a card channel that's really awesome. I love her pick a card readings as well. She is literally the only reader that I'm guided to watch. A couple of years ago, I was watching a few, but it just really dwindled down to just her. And even with her, I'm not guided to watch everything all the time. She puts out a lot of content. And it's not all the time I'm guided to watch her videos. But when I am, I know, you know, I'm going to get something. There's going to be something really good there. And so there definitely was with this video that she put out earlier today. It's a really great reading about this time. So I really suggest you take a look at it. It's about what's going on with this portal starting on the 24th. And she talks about the full moons coming up. She, like many others, are not aware, don't have their fingers on the pulse of the monthly stargates. That's okay. She doesn't really bring that up in the video. But during this period that she's talking about, we have two more stargates, the 7-7 stargate to the 7-7 to 7-17, and then 8-8 to 8-18. And especially that, I mean, the 7-7... That's a big one too. And it really sets us up for the 8-8, the Lionsgate portal. The Lionsgate always seems to get all the attention because of everything that's connected to it with, Egypt and Giza and Sirius and the alignment. And people know about that one because it's kind of more, rooted in the physical, whereas most every other Stargate that we have every month just isn't. It's just what it is, and most people don't know about that. But anyway, the one on in next month in July is really about helping us connect to our guides and guardians, our divine counterparts. For those of you who are drawn to or already work with the dragons, it is known as their portal, their Stargate, where they really come through strongly in that Stargate to really help us clear energy, help Gaia do a lot of healing, help us connect with our dragons, connect with the angelic realms in a really strongly as we can, at whatever level that we're at, just, you know, more and more and more with that. And it really, it's kind of like, they're kind of saying to me, it's like, we're like the cleaners and the vacuum cleaner. And like, we help clean your energetic environment up of lower level energies and bullshit and attachments and cords and relationships and all that kind of shit. So when we get to the Lionsgate in August, we have the best environment to be able to do that work that needs to be done there. And just to let you know, similarly to what I did for the 2022 Stargate, I'm going to be putting together for the Lionsgate. And so that is coming up very soon in the next like week or so. Keep an eye out for that. Subscribe to my website to make sure that you get the information when that drops for you to sign up. And I am going to have it is going to be like work on XYZ ahead of time, leading up to the Stargate event day and what we do that day. And if you want to get an idea of what that was like, you could take a look at what was done for 2/22/2022. And that information, I think, is just easier to get to probably. Well, you can get to it on my website or medium.com, and links are going to be in this description. So, I feel like I've been talking nonstop this whole time. I have been. So anyhow, what we need to be thinking about as we go forward is really aligning with these energies that are coming through. This portal is really important with this alignment on the 24th and what that means. We're having all this energetic support coming in with all of the planets in alignment, kind of like just giving us as much of all of their energy as possible. And I'll put links in the description here for either video or other articles that you could look at that describe what this is in further detail. I don't want to muddy the waters with me not, you know, having all the good juicy details. But what I can tell you is energetically, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of that stuff, that alignment, along with this full moon that we just had, along with, well, we're like halfway between, but along with this month's Stargate and the solstice, then we have this grand alignment and this portal opening up. If you watch the video from D, Consciousness Evolution Journey, she really gets into and explains a lot of the needed information to really understand kind of what is coming up. She also gets into the fact that, you know, to really for us to pay attention to those incarnates, those babies that are being born, not just in this time period. She really focuses it in on this time period, these like 4 days, the 24th through the 28th. But it's really any child being born in this year, in this time period, and it's like these little light bombs being dropped, and we need to I know we could get really wrapped up in our own lives and forward thinking and stuff, but we do have these babies coming into the collective that we really need to consider, even if we don't have them in our lives. Unfortunately, I don't have any babies in my life. I love babies so much. But we can still tap into the essence of these incarnates coming in and, you know, kind of see them collectively. I think I'm going to be doing putting out a couple of different guided astral meditations that's going to be part of that package for the 8-8 gate and really tapping into that new incarnate population, I guess you could say, of light bodies is going to be part of that. I've seen little glimpses of it, and it's pretty cool. I'm really excited about it. But just generally speaking, something to really think about. And not just the babies, not just newborns this year, but all the little children that we have with us now. They're really a part of something, of a major transition. And, you know, we really have to give as much open-hearted energy to their parents as possible, because it is not easy to raise children at any time, but definitely at this time, I think is a really challenging time. And the children coming in are going to be hyper aware energetically. They are going to face, you know, particular challenges in different ways. And we just really need to hold space for them, that they're guided to stay in the light, to not dim their light, to not, you know, succumb to negative energies and being closed off or, you know, any of the things that can happen when there's a lot of fear in the world and people really paying attention more to their fears and more to catastrophe than love and positivity and divinity and spirituality. I mean, the world is what you decide to focus on, truly. It doesn't mean that the other things don't exist, but we really can turn the dial on the station of what we decide to pay attention to. That means at the micro and the macro level. And I think sometimes, just like when you go, okay, I think I need to spend some time being grateful for what I have versus what I don't have, or what is good versus what isn't good, what is working versus what is not working right now. The same way that helps us recalibrate and realign with, you know, the truth versus the illusion, so does thinking of little babies in utero and being born and their parents taking care of them and wanting to protect that relationship and that energy bond and that spirit and that wonderment that infants have as they grow. And we want to send, you know, the love and the positivity to those families, whatever they look like, whatever, you know, the dynamics are, that things are as peaceful, as harmonious as they can possibly be. And you see, as you start to think about stuff like that, your heart starts to lift. You forget about any shit that's going on in your life because your focus is something so beautiful and positive and loving that you just, you know, your vibe raises because that's what you're doing right then. You're raising the vibration around you, within you, and you're sending that intention out into the world. So we need to do more of that. We need to do inventory of what is working, what isn't working as we continue. We need to just acknowledge our fears. Sometimes I think we tend to bypass a lot of what is going on with our fears, and we get into reactionary mode or we get into avoidance mode because we're afraid of our fears even. So there's like this double layer of what we're afraid of. And so we need to spend some time just acknowledging what those things are so then we can get into them and see what they're attached to, where the root of those fears are, the illusions that have been created around and to support those fears in our mind and our construct, and then dismantle them very intentionally and replace those fears with the truth, whatever that is, because about 100% of the time, fears are not real. They're illusions. They're made up stories. They're all sorts of shit that just is not actually real. It's real because we decide it's real and we're tapping into that, or we're affecting that, or we're deciding that that's real. And sometimes then we manifest that reality. And then there you go. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Sometimes, you know, we really need to answer that question. So we go through that cycle a few hundred or a million times until we really start to see it's really me, the chicken that hatches the egg. It's obvious this whole time. But anyhow, so I think that's mostly it here about what's going on, what's been going on. If you've been having an issue with, you know, maintaining a certain level of energy or dealing with not sleeping great or being up in the middle of the night or falling asleep really early and waking up at 2 a.m. or just, you know, not being able to get going till noon. I had many weeks during Mercury retrograde where I was awake way early in the morning and maybe I would fall asleep, but I could not literally get vertical unless I had a client meeting I had to go to. I was not vertical until afternoon for a while there. And that is not like me at all. But I had to just let that be, you know? So if you're finding yourself, you know, still kind of dealing with that, just know that this portal coming up, this grand alignment and everything that it's gearing us up for July, for August, for that Lion's Gate for sure. And I don't want to talk too far beyond that, getting into September, at least at this time. It's just kind of far out and we really need to pay, you know, more attention to where we're at and where we're going to be in the next, you know, like 6 weeks, not 12 weeks. So that's just a little too far out, too much to take in at this time. But if you can imagine, this is like where the dawn is coming now. The summer solstice is that first crack of the light. And these next few days, these next couple weeks are really the sun coming up and us going, oh, wow, it's a new day. But instead of it being, oh, wow, it's a new day, it's more like, oh, wow, it's a whole new level, phase, chapter, whatever, however you want to put it, for yourself, that I like to see things in chapters, phases, things like that. This is a whole new, like this, and it's like, of course it is. We're getting into the new season of summer. Everything that happens with summer is so energized, so light, so rich, so potent in creation, in development, in blossoming and blooming and evolution and eruptions and, you know, shit like that, like the biting into the fruit, the partaking of the juices of the melon, you know, like not just, you know, planting it and watching it grow and go, you know, it's actually getting in and partaking of all of it is what we're getting into, you know, really having fun, creating and being at the dance, at the party, enjoying ourselves, you know, really taking part in our own evolution and experiences and existence in a way that we haven't before. Something I tell my clients is, I don't know, I've never done this day before. I've never been on June 22nd, 2022 before. And every day is a whole new thing I've never done before. Yeah, I live in the same house. Yeah, I'm the same person. Yeah, but every day brings a whole new set of circumstances, and every single chapter and phase and leveling up that we can clearly say, holy fuck, things are totally different right now than it was just a little while ago. Like, things really changed on the inside, on the outside, all around me, the players, the backdrop, the foreground, everything within me and without me is really different. And I have a very different perspective and set of priorities and to-do list and challenges and things I want to create and direction I want to go in. And, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. These are cyclical experiences, and they take a while to develop and come and do and you know, do all that, the whole thing. And so this rebirth time is like giving birth. It's like the gestation period is nearly over. Mama is about to, we're about to pop ourselves out of the womb of, you know, this transition, this whatever we've been working on in these last several months, these last 6 months, these last at least 6 months and beyond. At the very least this year, but, you know, going beyond that, of course, but really this year and everything that led up to this year being this gestational period and things and us in this rebirth getting ready to come out of the birth canal and experience the world in our new bodies. For those of you that are my clients who really went through the Evolve Now program and went through the phases and the healings and all of that, you'll feel this more than anybody, but everybody's got this to some degree for sure going on at this time. So be patient with yourself. Know that this is a process. Anything that's coming through now to do, to be a part of, to produce, to create, doesn't mean you have to start, you know, doing it this very moment. Things are, it's like a slow rise, a slow drip. We don't need to hit all the buttons and pull all the levers and hit the gas on everything right now. It's okay to take your time and realize that we're always in transition, and there's always going to be times for shutting down production and then getting back into production. And we're in that period right now of, you know, getting back into really aligning with ourselves and what's coming next and what we're to, you know, produce or be intentional about aligning with or paying attention to, deciding what we're a part of, deciding what we're not a part of, deciding what's important to us, how we need to stand up for ourselves, what we need to let go of, all of those things that in a lot of ways are scary and painful and cause a lot of turmoil or chaos in our lives because the status quo just isn't okay anymore. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to change those things within ourselves or our lives and our environment, whether that means changing jobs, whether that means moving, whether that means breaking up with somebody, whether that means deciding to go to counseling, in a relationship or breaking up altogether or finding a new job or getting a new roommate or getting a new house or moving completely in a different direction. Any of those things are really intense and challenging experiences and decisions, and they shouldn't be taken lightly. They should be, you know, they shouldn't be reactionary either. They should be really well thought out, really understood at all the levels. So the way that you go about the change is as smooth as possible. We have the authority to command that within ourselves and through our guides and guardians and the universe and Gaia. None of them want us to have it harder than we need to have it for ourselves. But they help us with what we need. And if we need friction in our lives to bring shit up to the surface so we will deal with stuff because otherwise we won't, then they will help us facilitate that for ourselves. And they won't judge us for it. But when we get to a place where we don't need that type of motivation, we just see, oh, this is out of alignment. This is how I feel about it. And let's be open to how I'm going to change this so it is in alignment. When we can do that in a really open and honest way with ourselves and then open up to the information that comes to give us the answers to those questions, then we don't need to have a shit ton of friction inside or outside. But the more fear, the more resistance we have, the more tension that we, you know, it's those illusions, all that stuff, all those stories that I talked about that aren't really real. So any kind of cord cutting, any kind of self, any kind of work you can do with yourself to facilitate you being as stable as possible, do it. It's necessary. It has to happen. It's mandatory because that's going to be your smooth road in your evolution versus a very, very bumpy road on flat tires. You know, we have the choice in how we're going to move forward. In other news, I'm working on an article about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and domestic violence and men suffering domestic violence. Unfortunately, I have a lot of experience with all of that. And this trial with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard brought up a lot, and I was guided to pay attention to it on a level I never thought that I would. But I really understood very quickly as to why I was guided and why it's important. Something that many would not even think to pay attention to on a spiritual level, because it's Hollywood and it's Matrix and it's this or that, but it goes so much deeper than that. So anyway, I'm working on an article I'm going to be publishing soon about that. So keep an eye out for that. It has been a little slow going in the production of that just because it's really intense and I'm still in this kind of getting awake to actually really get my engines going and be able to produce on a level that I'm used to. This like not do anything or all that kind of stuff that's been going on for the last couple months and really, like I mentioned, really being isolated and not being a part of a lot of stuff, not doing production or creation or opening myself up to any of that stuff has been really quite interesting. And then getting back into that mode is been, like I said earlier, not something that just went off on. It's been like a slow turning on and a slow revving up. So, and I'm not used to that. It's really interesting. But I've also known, again, through this period of summer solstice and this alignment and this portal and everything coming up right now, that the energy is coming through and it is going to open us up to a lot. We have a lot coming through. Again, I really, really hope that you take the opportunity to watch that video from Dee. It's an awesome reading and she gets into, it's a collective reading. It's not a zodiac or astrology, anything like that. It's just a collective reading about what's going on with this portal at this time. And she puts a lot of focus on things that we need to be aware of what's going on right now. So I was really bummed. I wrote this long comment and commented on the video about cord cutting, because she talks about energy exchange and being intimate and this whole thing, but she doesn't really talk about cords and cord cutting or anything like that. Like, she knows about stuff, but she also doesn't know about some stuff. And so I just left a comment about cord cutting and my ebook and the Stargates coming up as well. And within a minute or two it was deleted. And that reminds me that anytime, it's really weird. It's like there's, and I know it's not her, but it's like there's people that watch her channel and just delete comments from, well, I don't know who else, but definitely delete my comments almost any time I leave them, which is a real bummer, but whatever, it happens. Yeah, really interesting there. So anyway, other than that, I am, there's a lot of, you know, changes and transitions going on with my work and my websites, and my new website is nearly finished. If you go to my old website, you will see the message for that. You can get to my new website. It's like 99% done. I need to do an intro video and one other thing, but it's basically done. I offer services in a very different way than I did. My Evolve Now programs have evolved and grown exponentially, as far as how those work and everything that I offer. So if you haven't been to my website in a little bit, it's very different now, and I have an actual new website. I don't offer the services that I used to. It's very, very different. So take a look at it if you're into it. Otherwise, I will be at, you know, when it's officially ready, I'm going to be dropping an email to everybody and doing a video for that and a podcast directly for that. But it's mostly ready, so you could take a look if you want. Other than that, happy, again, belated summer solstice. I hope that, you know, the beginning of this summer season is starting off with you. If anything, no matter what is going on, that you're starting this with an open heart and mind, and that you allow yourself to get closer to your true self, the truth, your body, your soul, your essence, your guides and guardians, to Gaia, and to all the amazing energy coming in this next week with our solar system family coming so close to us in this amazing alignment, the first time in 18 years. And so a lot of new, a lot of light, again, that rebirth energy that's starting again in a whole new way, or at least having the energy come in to facilitate more changes in your evolution coming in these next few months. So again, open heart, open mind, open body and soul to all that's coming in. And until next time, this is Infinity, infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create, and I love you already. Bye for now.